Pocket Size Pep Talk, the podcast that can help energize your business and your life with a quick, inspiring message. Now, here's your host, Rob Jollis.
Well, welcome to Pocket Size Pep Talks. I certainly didn't know when I began planning to create a podcast just how important pep talks would be, but I'm ready for you. So get ready for a quick pep talk. Each day seems to bring more news and a lot of it's unwelcome news, but I wanted to take a moment and remind you of something that's very important to focus on as we continue our journey together. It's one simple word, but it's a word we need to focus on. That word is hope. Often as we wade into the unknown, we seem to reject the notion of hope. How many times have you heard someone say, "I don't want to get my hopes up"? Really? Is there a penalty for hope? Let me start by saying this. I think we underestimate hope. Hope is designed to get us through tough times. Although sometimes we may choose to give up on hope, hope will never desert us. Hope doesn't hold grudges. Hope is only a thought away and a powerful ally. Hope sounds like the perfect companion, but if that's so, how come we're so quick to give up on hope? When I hear people say, "I don't want to get my hopes up," it just makes me wince. Why the heck would you be afraid to get your hopes up? When was the last time your effort was reduced as a result of getting your hopes up? I've never seen or heard of anyone who failed because they hoped too hard. In fact, the opposite is true. When you have hope, and I mean real hope, the chance of succeeding doesn't get reduced. It's simply not possible. Hope provides energy. It provides resolve. It provides strength. It provides confidence. Hope can inspire you to do great things. So why are so many of us afraid to embrace hope, particularly when we seem to need it the most? What are we so fearful of? Well, it turns out there is a penalty for hope. The penalty is disappointment. When you get your hopes up and those hopes are dashed, disappointment is sure to follow. When this happens, we frequently lash out at hope. We tend to blame our failures on the fact that we hoped for something too much. Well, rather than blaming ourselves for our failures, we curse the concept of hope by saying, "If only I hadn't gotten my hopes up." Do you know what's worse than the sting of disappointment? The regret that comes with being too afraid to hope, because that particular fear is frequently followed by being too afraid to try, and that just can't happen. Can you see that slippery slope? Maybe you could have been more successful. Maybe we could have had a better outcome, but we were too afraid of getting our hopes up, so we didn't even try. Avoiding hope in order to avoid disappointment just doesn't make sense, and I hope you agree with that. I say this, throw caution to the wind. And as you filter the news of the day, news that often isn't 100% under our control, give yourself a double dose of hope. Let others around you hear and see that hope. I hope you'll be right. But if you aren't, try not to blame your frustration on too much hope. Instead, graciously accept the minor penalty of disappointment that goes hand in hand with having high hopes. Just get back up, dust yourself off, and get ready to hope some more. I hope you enjoyed this recording, and I hope to make plenty more of them for you. So let's pull together, stay up, and thank you for listening to Pocket Size Pep Talks.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes, Outcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get more information on this show and Rob at jollis.com.